Czechs have long gathered at village pubs, buildings or rooms where alcoholic drinks and often food are served. These pubs serve as a place to talk with friends or celebrate special events. But in this country that is famous for its beer culture, increasing costs and less spending have left many pubs fighting for survival. Ukryslu is a pub in the village of Sek in the Czech Republic. The business is suffering from a drop in sales as customers in the village of 318 people cut back on spending. This is the latest blow to pubs struggling to come back from restrictions tied to the COVID-19 pandemic. Sek Mayor Helena Chitra is seeking a new operator for Ukryslu. She recently warned, "In many villages, and maybe even in ours, the pub will cease to exist." She added, 5 or 10 years ago, at weekends, the pub was full. There was no place to sit on a Friday or Saturday night. Although Czechs drink 129 liters of beer per capita yearly, they have increasingly turned to drinking at home. Prisinski Prezdroj, which makes Pilsner Urquell, a famous Czech beer, researched pubs in the country. It found that around 12% of pubs in Czech towns with fewer than 5,000 people have closed down in the past 3 years. That number is almost double the rate of bigger cities. Fast rising costs may cause more pubs to close, market experts say. The economics of one pub in one village does not often make sense, said Lubos Kastner, a restaurant owner and member of the Czech Gastronomic Institute. He added that rural pubs would take a bigger hit as the economy worsens. Many small pub owners do not want to pass on price increases for fear of losing customers. However, Czech inflation hit a nearly 30-year high of 16% in May. In the autumn, the chokehold for many small pubs will begin, said Hannus Vala, owner of the Napalube Steakhouse in Malevsko. Some owners have turned to Prisinski Prezdroj, the maker of Pilsner Urquell, and its village program. The program offers advice and financial aid for struggling local owners who worry about coronavirus lockdowns and economic problems. Eva Vevanchika is the owner of Ukantu Pub in Mislovice. She said she bought it in 2019 to prevent its closure and has since received financing from Prezinski Prezdroj. The pub is important for people to meet. There isn't even a shop here. A pub has always been here, she told Reuters recently as a group of friends sat outside with beers. Prezinski Prezdroj began its program with 80 pubs in 2017 and now helps nearly 900, about 10% of Czech village pubs. The aid includes direct financial payments, as well as advice on things like improving the menu and the appearance of the businesses. Company spokeswoman Petra Kubova said the program targets businesses in villages of less than 5,000 people. In these villages, pubs are often one of the few places people can get together. Kubova compared important places in a village to the legs of a stool, a kind of chair. Every village has a three-legged stool of church, soccer field, and pub that helps support the community. Without one, a village is missing a leg of the stool. I'm John Russell.